Welcome back to Success Starts With You. I'm your host, Maya, and today we're diving into something that holds more people back than fear or failure ever could: comparison. We live in a time where everyone's life is on display, their wins, their vacations, their success stories. And if you're not careful, you'll start measuring your worth by someone else's highlight reel. You scroll on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, and before you even realize it, you're questioning your own progress. Why am I not there yet? Why does it seem so easy for them? But here's the thing, guys. Comparison doesn't push you forward. It keeps you stuck. It steals your joy, drains your confidence, and blinds you from your own growth. In this episode, we're going to break that cycle. We'll talk about how to silence that inner voice that says you're behind, and how to shift your focus from comparing to creating, from watching others build their dreams to building your own. Let me be real with you for a second. There was a point in my journey where I was consistently comparing myself to others in my field. I'll see people growing faster, getting booked for more events, or building platforms that seem to skyrocket overnight. And I remember thinking, what am I doing wrong? Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm just not meant for this. But what I didn't see were the behind the scenes moments. The nights they stayed up crying, the times they failed publicly, the sacrifices that they made that no one ever talks about. Social media doesn't show you the whole story. It only shows you the best parts. The moment I stopped thinking at what everyone else was doing and started focusing on my own lane, everything shifted. Everything shifted. I became more creative, more productive, and more at peace. My progress started to flow naturally because I wasn't wasting energy trying to keep up. That's when I learned something so powerful. Comparison drains energy, but creation builds momentum. So how do you actually make that shift? How do you stop comparing and start creating? Here are a few practical mind shifts that worked for me. Unfollow or mute accounts that trigger comparison. Yo, this is a big one. Protect your mental space, please. You don't owe consistent access to your peace. Replace comparison with curiosity. Instead of asking, why not me? Ask, what can I learn from them? Focus on your own race. Remember, life isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. Some people start fast and burn out early. Stay steady. Track your own growth. Write down where you were 6 months or even a year ago. You'll often realize how far you've come. You just weren't giving yourself enough credit. When you stop comparing, something amazing happens. You unlock freedom. Freedom to move at your own pace. Freedom to make mistakes and learn without guilt. Freedom to enjoy your wins no matter how small. You stop waiting for validation. You start trusting your own process because what's meant for you will never miss you. It might take some time, but it's yours. Your only job is to stay ready, to keep showing up, keep learning, and keep creating. So let's get practical. Here are three things you can start doing this week to break free from comparison and step fully into creation mode. 1, daily gratitude check. Every day, write down 3 things you love or appreciate about yourself. Not what you've achieved, but who you are. Gratitude keeps you grounded. 2, limit your scroll. I know this is more easier said than done, but set a timer to take social media breaks. You can't build your future if you're always watching someone else's present. Create something daily. This is a huge one. Whether it's writing, recording, planning, or designing, Do one small creative act a day that moves you closer to your vision. Creation gives you momentum, and momentum gives you confidence. So here's the takeaways from today. Comparison kills joy, but creation builds confidence. You are not behind, you are right on time for your journey. Stop looking left and right. Stop counting other people's blessings and start building your own. But success doesn't start with watching others. It starts with you. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of Success Starts With You. If this message spoke to you, share it with someone who needs the reminder to stop comparing and start creating. Make sure you follow, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And always remember, your journey is unique, your time is divine, and your success starts with you.